1. Meals as enacted grace. Luke chapter 5. It was midnight, and I was sitting down to the biggest plate of meat I'd ever attempted to consume. Unfortunately, I'd just eaten the equivalent of a full meal. I'd spent the day with Daniel and Marie Elena Ruffinati, who work in Argentina with prisoners and people in psychiatric institutions, as well as their families. On my first day with the Ruffinatis, we visited the largest psychiatric hospital in Argentina, which had over 1,300 men living in large, plain wards with nothing to do. The first man we met had been in the institution since he was 8. He was now in his mid-50s. Most had received little love throughout their lives. They had usually been abandoned by their families, and the director conceded that most of his staff didn't really care for the patients. But Daniel and Marie Elena greeted everyone with great affection, and people's faces lit up when they saw them. We then went to Daniel and Marie Elena's home, where we met Nico, their 8-year-old adopted son, who had been abandoned by one of the prisoners. Nico had HIV. He spoke no English and I spoke no Spanish, but he proudly showed me his magnificent treehouse. Daniel told me he'd built it in style to teach Nico that God was preparing a home for him when he died. By 5:30 p.m., I was ready for a quiet evening and an early night. But instead, we headed off again into the city to a high-security jail to visit prisoners who were dying of AIDS. It was a horrible place. The smell was awful, and the people were in a terrible state, weak, bedridden, dying. Yet Daniel and Maria Elena embraced these people, bringing sweets and shampoo, praying with them, and showing love. We finally left the jail at 10:30 p.m. This is what Daniel and Marie Elena do week in, week out. We hadn't eaten, so we went to a restaurant. Argentinians eat lots of meat. I thought the salads served as a starter were the main meal because they included so much meat. After working my way through a plate of meat and salad, I was presented with the main course. And so it was that at midnight I faced 2 cuts of meat, either of which would have equaled a family Sunday roast. Daniel and Marie Elena's story demonstrates the radical power of God's grace. Grace that Jesus embodied in his meals. Luke chapter 5, verses 27 through 32. After this, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me," and leaving everything, he rose and followed him. And Levi made him a great feast in his house, and there was a large company of tax collectors and others reclining at table with them. And the Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." The problem here is not the party. The Pharisees knew God's kingdom was going to be a party. Their objection is with the guest list.